Texas real estate headlines. TX Property Search access from Travis Central Appraisal District. The Travis Central Appraisal District, TAD, provides a property search function that lets users query its database by owner name, property address, account number, or DBA. For TX real estate professionals, this gives faster access to ownership and account details for quicker property verification during sourcing, outreach, and deal review. Use the TCAD property search link for owner account lookup before contacting or recommending TX properties. h/traviscad.org/property search/. Texas real estate headlines. Truerk building permits data. Texas residential permit trends. The Texas Real Estate Research Center highlights building permit survey data from the U.S. Census Bureau covering national, state, and local residential construction trends and permit statistics. For Texas real estate professionals, tracking permit volume and trend patterns can help anticipate local housing demand shifts and development momentum. Use this source as a planning baseline when prioritizing Texas areas for acquisition, development, and market updates. Texas real estate headlines. Texas Realtor Commission survey, 5.88% average in 2026. A February 2026 TX survey of local real estate agents reported an average real estate commission of 5.88%, which is above the 5.70% national average. TX professionals can use this current benchmark to set realistic commission expectations and align client conversations with prevailing market pricing. Use this TX commission benchmark as the starting point for fee discussions in your next listing and buyer representations. Texas real estate headlines. Texas records instantly. TX land, deed, and mineral ownership records in one search. This source highlights access to Texas land and deed records, including searchable county clerk, real estate, and mineral ownership data. For Texas real estate professionals, consolidated TX record access can speed due diligence, title review, and ownership verification in client work. Use http://texasfile.com/ for Fastrix property re-research before advising on a listing valuation or closing. Texas real estate headlines. Texas Real Estate Commission rate snapshot for sellers. The HomeLight Guide explains the average Texas real estate commission rate, how much a realtor may cost to sell a home, and what can help keep seller proceeds higher. For TX professionals, it provides a practical benchmark for pricing conversations, commission setting, and managing seller expectations. Use this guide as a prep reference in listing consultations to align sellers on fees and maximize their net outcome. Texas Real Estate Updates. Unlock MLS and ABR Drive Central Texas Real Estate Innovation. Unlock MLS and ABR support realtors and homebuyers in Central Texas with industry-leading tools, transparent market data, and advocacy, supporting fair, efficient real estate practices while advancing innovation and accessibility. TX real estate professionals can use these initiatives to improve service quality, decision-making, and transaction efficiency with stronger data access and market transparency. Explore how Unlock MLS and ABOR can support your TX practice at ht/mls.com. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of TX cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most TX jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.